First of all, AGOA is the only instrument that we have that puts in place a mechanism for trade and investment cooperation between Africa and the U.S. And in the last 10 years, since AGOA was enacted, we have seen the volume of trade increase between Africa and the U.S. In terms of numbers, the U.S. trade to Africa has grown from 10 million to 18 billion, whereas African exports have grown. As of now, we're talking of close to 7 billion. But all said and done, we all recognize that AGOA is still short of its potential, and that's primarily why we're here, to look at those aspects that have hindered AGOA from achieving its full potential.
Deputy Chair, you say that AGOA is still short of its potential. What are some of the things?
First is on investment. AGOA has not attracted a lot of U.S. investors in Africa. And that is an area where we are always exchanging views on what could be done. There are two sides to it. There is, of course, in the U.S., lack of knowledge of the potential that is available in Africa, opportunities that are in Africa. And so promoting and raising the profile of African opportunities in the U.S., but also removing perceptions that are there that Africa is always seen, especially in the eyes of the media, as a continent of war or famine or disasters. The second aspect, of course, is the cost of doing business. Air transport between Africa and the U.S. tends to go via Europe, adding an extra 7 hours, but also increasing the cost. And so direct links, whether it's air transport, maritime, which would enable Africa to export directly for those products that can come by air or for those products that can be brought by sea. And then the third area, of course, is creating institutional mechanism, particularly for financing. Financing is a major constraint. Financing for private sector, financing for access, particularly for private-public investments in those key areas like agriculture, like in industry, like in transport. Those are the key areas that we're looking at.
It's said that no investor wants to invest in a country that is not stable. What do you think Africa is doing to bring about this stability in some of its countries?
I'm happy you asked that question, because if you look at Africa's priority, especially within the context of African Union, our priority number one is peace and security. We have a robust mechanism which has been in place for the last 4 or 5 years. And if you look at what has happened during those 4 or 5 years, there has been a significant reduction in conflict in the continent. And again, put in place a mechanism that, first of all, prevents conflict or manages conflict when they occur and assists those countries that are emerging out of conflict. Secondly, governance has improved. We have seen Africa embrace democracy. Very many elections now taking place on the continent. We have not only regular but democratic, and you can see plural politics and very competitive politics in Africa.